Once the volcano is erupting, you need to leave it alone. So don't think, as much as you can, you need to find a way in which you can live in the south. For those people who are here, don't be thinking now that you're going to go back tomorrow, next week, and that. Like, think like you're in for a long haul, right? I'm hoping that it might not be so, because even if it stops erupting now, it might be a little while before we're, certainly the monitoring team, is confident that it's safe to go back. That's the first thing. Secondly, the impact that it has had on the land would require rebuilding. So even in terms of moving back to utilize the land, even if it stopped, there will be some time. So the best thing is to first, to, yes, you could use the Montserrat example, but I'm saying that the Montserrat example is probably not so apt because it's less amount of time. It's a positive thing. But to think about how can we sustain life and livelihoods in the southern part of the country for a little bit longer than we would like, yes, you know, for at least months, right? Not weeks, not next week, not next week after that. We're thinking months, you know. And if we do that, then if it's less than that, then we can move back faster. If it's more than that, then we have built the foundation upon which we could sustain that while the volcano is doing. Because as long as the volcano is capable of producing explosive eruptions, it will be difficult for people to live there safely.